thank you for tuning in to the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Josh Peek, and today is Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2020. Lots going on here at the Peek household. We have enjoyed having some air conditioning. We got our first electric bill since the air conditioner went out, and we knew it was going to be high. It's going to be high for a lot of reasons. First of all, we had the air unit working with no air coming out of it for a while before we even noticed it. And then once we turned it off, we had a multitude of fans going on in here. So it was like a tropical storm, force winds from all directions, just trying to keep some air circulating in here so it wouldn't die. And then we had a unit in our upstairs bedroom that was running that really wasn't cooling, and an additional unit that was in the window that was trying to get it cold. Sorry, we knew our electric bill was going to be high. We got our bill in the mail the other day. It wasn't as high as I thought it was going to be. It was about $360. Still pretty high. Still way higher than we can have it on a regular basis. So we did get the unit fixed. They put on a new compressor. We do have a window unit now upstairs that's going to keep that room more efficiently cooled. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And we are in August, so the hottest part of the year seems to be tapering off. It's not as hot this week as it was, you know, the week before, and so on and so forth. So maybe we're getting a little bit of relief from the weather, which would be great. I have to do a podcast kind of early this morning. I literally woke up 20 minutes ago, poured myself some coffee, and turned everything on because I've got a guy coming today to give me sort of a walkthrough with putting in some spray in insulation up into the attic. You guys may have heard me talk about possibility of doing some foam insulation. Well, this is going to be a foam insulation type thing. And I did a lot of research. I was like looking online at the different types of insulation, and they have one called closed and one called open. The closed insulation is sort of a water barrier. Water doesn't permeate through it. It goes on a lot thinner. It has a hard shell that would be facing the inside. They spray both of these up in the rafters of the attic, you know, up on the top part. And it creates like a barrier between the outside elements and the inside. There is some pluses and minuses to using the closed. The closed makes it completely waterproof. It takes up less space, but there are some downsides. If you go with that, it's a little more expensive to use that kind. Plus, you don't know if you have a leak in your ceiling. Why is that important? Well, let's say we have another hurricane, like I did with the video. I made a video called Flex Seal It Works, where we had a hurricane going on and it blew shingles off the house and forced water up underneath the paper and was leaking into the roof. I wouldn't have known I had a leak had that not happened. I wouldn't have inspected to find out how to fix it. And in that process, it could have rotted my wood on my roof, and at a certain point, they would have had to come out and put a whole new roof on because of the rotted wood. A lot of stuff would have gotten rotted. Now, that's why it's important to know if you have a leak so that you can get things fixed in the proper time. I know a lot of people gave me crap about spraying Flex Seal on it, and they're like, you're ruining your roof. It's never going to be the same. You're just diverting the water. Oh no. What people fail to realize in watching the video is that there was a hurricane currently outside the house when I sprayed that stuff to stop it from dribbling in the house. And then I got it fixed as soon as I could get a roofer out here. That's it. That's all that was done. So in the future, moving forward, we've decided to go with the open. Now the open, when you spray this foam on, it puffs up and it's going to be a little spongy. It's going to be real thick. We're talking thick. And it's water permeable, which means that if there is a leak on the roof, like another hurricane situation, water will come through it and I'll know exactly where the hole is because I can see it, and I'll go, oh, we have a hole in the roof. It's time to get that fixed. So we'll get it fixed. Plus, the open is going to be a little bit cheaper. So, you know, there's pluses to both. I think that both are going to offer us a significant amount of difference in temperature from the from what we have up there now. I went online and did some research, and there was a video I watched where they had three different canisters. One canister had fiberglass insulation, which is this the pink stuff that you see. One had what they call, what was it? Cellulose insulation, which just looks like recycled rat turds. I mean, it's like a mixture of gray stuff. And then the third tube had the foam insulation. And they had a heater underneath all three with holes in it so that the heat distributed evenly. And on top, it had a ventilation tube with a little ping pong ball inside of a cylinder. And it would show you how much air is moved through the thing and what the temperature difference is, because it had little thermometers on it. And the pink one, I don't know how high the heater element was set on, but the pink one, the temperature gauge said like 180. And the little ping pong ball on top was just vibrating like crazy. And you could tell a lot of air was coming through. The cellulose one was 140, and the ping pong ball was moving, but not nearly as much, but it was still 140. I mean, that's a 40 degree difference, but still not great. And then they go over to the foam one. The ping pong ball is not moving at all. And the temperature in that canister was 70 degrees. Huge difference, right? So when we were talking about putting this stuff in the attic, you know, my wife asked me, she says, well, what's the difference between what we have up there now and what we're getting? And I was trying to find an analogy that sort of related it to things that she knows. And so I told her, I said, what we have up there now is kind of like having like a foldable cloth type material cooler. That's easy to carry. You can throw stuff in it, take it to the pool, and the ice melts pretty quickly, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a cheap cooler. And what we're going to basically turn our house into is a Yeti. So our air conditioner will have to work less to get this, to get the temperature to regulate, because heat is not going to be such an issue. In the wintertime, our heater is going to have to work just a little bit less, because it's going to keep out the cold, wet, dank feeling from outside. It's basically going to insulate our house like a Yeti cooler. So not that I'm sponsored by Yeti or anything. I know people right now are like, he's just a shill for Yeti. They're paying him to say that. No, no one's paying me. I mean, other than Google, for you guys watching or listening. So thank you for watching and listening. So we've talked to a guy that's going to do it. He's out of an area close to us. He's supposed to come today to do a walkthrough again to kind of get a lay of the land and logistically map out how he's going to do it. So it's going to take some stuff. You know, he's got to have equipment run through there, and he's got to have a ladder in the attic to reach up to the high parts. And our attic is not exactly user-friendly the way it's set up. There's a weird beam you got to like duck under, and then you got to climb up a thing. And so it's a whole thing. But anyway, he's going to come and sort of look at that and give us an estimate, or he's already given us an estimate. We've already agreed. And so now it's just a matter of him figuring out how he's going to do it. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll give you updates on that as it goes along, because it's really going to change our heating and air conditioning costs. And I'm happy about that. I mean, we've pretty much decided this is where we're going to stay. Plus, it's an investment. I mean, if we ever were to have to leave this house, it's just one more thing to make this house worthy of selling. It's going to increase the value. I mean, picture the fact that one day we're going to be retired, and if it costs a lot less to heat and cool the place, well, then yay, that's a plus, right? Because I'm assuming that when we retire, we're going to be on a fixed income. Social Security and 401k. And, you know, if you've got less money going out because of your electric bill, then that's good. That's a good thing. Right. So anyway, there are some things that I watched on YouTube about this stuff that had me a little concerned, and I asked the guy about it. There's some videos on there that tell the haunting tale of how spray foam insulation is awful and it's going to ruin your house and it's caused us health problems and blah, 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 blah. Well, that was stuff that was used a long time ago. It was different chemicals back then. The stuff they use now is pretty user-friendly. I know firsthand because my dad and I did a project up in Maine where we used spray foam insulation ourselves. And it was super easy and super clean. And you did have to wear, like when you buy it, it comes in two canisters. And you spray this little thing in each canister and then that combines into one sprayer. And it says on there, make sure you wear a respirator and some stuff on your clothes because you don't want to get this stuff on you. It's kind of nasty. Obviously, the respirator, you don't want to get spray foam insulation in your nose because it's going to expand. Why would that be a bad thing? Well, you like breathing. So, yeah, wear a respirator when you spray it. Now, we had done a project where my stepmom, Trish, had a sewing room that was a really tiny room. My dad's house was built back in the 1800s before they had nails. I mean, literally the house was put together with wooden pegs and hand-hewn wood. And this room was not that big. This room was more closet size. It was probably, if I had to guess in my brain how big it was probably a 6x8 room. Really tiny room. Now, on one side of the house, Dad had built on, put a garage, and on that garage, it had an attic. And on the other side of where that roof was on one side, it was a slanted room. On the other side of that was part of that attic space in the garage. And he goes, if I could just open this up, this would give her a lot more space. And I said, I'm in. Let's do it. So there's YouTube videos of this. You can find it easily. Go to RPEEK, R-P-E-E-K, look up sewing room expansion or sewing room, anything with the word sewing room, it'll probably come up. We basically cut holes through the roof and the wall and opened up that room. We built new supports and new soffits. I learned what soffits were. I actually got pretty good at building soffits. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And we went out and we bought some of this spray foam expanding insulation stuff from a local hardware place. Now, it was expensive. It was about $100 for a canister. In this tiny room, it took us two purchases of this stuff to make it happen. It's not super cost effective to do it yourself. It's actually cheaper if you just hire somebody to do it. We got our little hazmat suits on and we got our sprayers and we sprayed it and we watched it expand. It says do light coats, keep moving. It'll keep expanding. And if you need to go back over it, you know, let it dry for a while and then come back and spray again and it'll add layers. And we followed the directions, sprayed it. It didn't say anything about the stuff I see on YouTube about we had to be out of our house for 24 to 48 hours for it to ventilate out. And I'm like, what? I don't remember doing that. Now, we must have sprayed this stuff. God, if I was Dad was here, I could ask him, how long ago was that? Maybe 7 years ago. I'm just guessing. I can't even tell you a time frame. I don't remember how long ago it was. But we sprayed that stuff, and once it was sprayed, like we literally got cleaned up, came back the next day at it, and just like shaved it down to where we could put some drywall up and mud the drywall and paint. And literally there was no smell. I mean, there was nothing out of the ordinary. There was nothing that made us go, boy, this is disturbing. I can't believe this stuff smelled this bad. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I talked to this guy about it. I said, hey, I've watched these videos. Is there something different going on? Because I've had firsthand experience with it, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. And he was like, no, it's not. He goes, as you know, that was stuff that we used a long time ago. We don't use that anymore. Obviously, the chemicals have changed over time to make it safer. And he's like, you can be in the house. It's not going to bother you. He's like, we're going to go up there and spray, and that's it. That's all that has to be done. It's really nothing big deal. And I believe him. You know, like I said, I have firsthand experience with it. So why not go ahead and get it done and just let it be? And I will be sure to shoot video. There is video that I've watched online of them taking the old insulation out. And I had a question as to why. I think I talked about it on this podcast before. Why would you want to have that stuff sucked out? I would think it had another layer of insulation. Well, YouTube is a fun tool, and I did actually learn why they need to suck that out. Your house does need to breathe a little bit, and this allows the humidity from inside the house to permeate the floor and go into the attic. If you have that insulation in there, it traps heat in there in a way that makes it actually a little bit hotter than it should be. So that, plus when they're spraying this stuff, you don't want it to dribble out of the gun and get on that insulation on the ground, because then it just makes a nastier mess. And so they do spray it all out. They remove it. And I'm okay with that. Like, I've come to terms with the fact that that's just part of the process, and it actually makes sense as to why. So, yeah, I'm all on board. Let's do it. So anyway, that's all happening today. He's coming to talk to us and walk around and, like I said, logistically find out where to go and that kind of fun stuff. So that's going on. I hope you guys enjoyed the last podcast that I did with Josh Treadaway and Danny Shaw. I see a lot of you guys have been listening to it, so I can see my numbers and I'm like, oh, cool. People enjoyed it. Yay. A lot of people watched the Zoom with me and Greg, and that's cool. I dig that. That's awesome. It's always fun when you have people with you to do it. That's kind of the thing, is I wanted to do this with people more and more. But sometimes my schedule doesn't match up with other people's schedule, and I just have to do what I can. So today I'm doing this early in the morning for two reasons. I got the guy coming to talk to me about the attic, and I got to go to Savannah. I got to go work. And it's one of those things where I like to get down there in plenty of time, because sometimes traffic is an issue. I like to get set up so that I can find out information about where I'm going. I can rest. I can get checked into the hotel. I can eat. And, you know, if nothing else, it just allows me to be prepared for the next day and get all my ducks in a row and mentally prepare for what's going to happen and that kind of fun stuff. So anyway, that's coming up. And I figured if I go ahead and knock this out early, I can go ahead and do the other stuff and it'll all be fine. So, yeah. Here's that. I haven't been watching anything profound. I know Josh and I talked about watching that movie, Project Power, which I really enjoyed. I'm still thinking about it. I've been watching The Office, trying to catch up with what my brother and I had talked about. And I don't know. It's a lot of stupid. There's some funny, but there's a lot of stupid in it. I just watched an episode, I think I'm on season 5, where the main character breaks off and starts his own company. And it's so silly. It's just silly. Ildris Ilbra. Is that how you pronounce his name? Ildris Ilbra? Elba? Elbra? I don't know. That dude. He's in it. When he came on the screen, my wife immediately was like, oh, that's Ildris Ilbra. She has this weird knack of knowing people's faces and immediately knowing who they are if they're any kind of super celebrity or something. And of course, it's so long ago. He's so young. I was like, that's not him. And I had to look online and I was like, no, it is him. Wow. She's got a weird knack for that. If I had to bet money on things of people she knows, celebrities she knows, I would probably bet on her, but I would doubt her the whole time. I'd be like, that's not who that is. But if I had to bet, I'd put money on the fact that she's probably right, because she usually is. So yeah. I've had kind of a rough week physically. I don't know if I talked about it, but I had a Charlie horse in my leg that got me shot out of the couch. I mean, I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and then all of a sudden, my right calf tightened so hard that I leapt off the couch into the floor and was punching my leg at a certain point, trying to get it to let go. It tightened up so hard. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that it's been hot and I've overworked myself. I've been pushing myself real hard to try and be the superhero, I guess you'd say. My wife texts me one day. She's like, there's no need to rush. Don't hurt yourself. And I started to text back. It's like you don't even know me at all. And I didn't text that because that in my head, I could hear me saying that to her. And I thought, that's kind of a snide remark. And I thought, what's a nicer way to put it? That's my thing now is like, as I'm getting older, I'm trying to think of nicer ways to say things. So I wrote, who, me? It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek wink at her and saying, I have only one gear. Like when it's time to get to turn it on, I'm going to turn it on because it has to be done. Now, is she right? Absolutely. Am I right? Probably not. Does it change anything? No, not really. I'm still going to outwork myself no matter what. I saw recently a meme that says the downfall of all men is thinking that they're young men. And that's true. The downfall of all men is thinking that they're young men. That sounds about right. I think when I moved into this house, I paid my brother and his best friend to help us move in because they were young college kids and they needed some money. And I needed some young strength. And I knew that I'd be okay, but obviously the more people you have, the better. This is just sort of a perk for him and his buddy to come help us. But my stepdad showed up and I saw him lifting a lot of really heavy things. And he's not a physical job guy. Like his job is he's a ear, nose and throat surgeon. And I kept saying, hey, don't lift the heavy stuff. That's kind of what I'm paying the younger guys to do. And he's like, no, it's fine. I got it. And I know it was him just trying to sort of in his brain go, I'm not old yet. I can do this. And there is that will over, you know, physical limits kind of question of what can I do and why is this slowing me down? And it shouldn't slow me down. I feel like I can still do it, but can you? I mean, do you need to? I've been saying for a while how I've been looking for a different job that would allow me to keep doing, you know, something in this field that I'm in and keep making decent money and, you know, providing for my family and that kind of stuff, which is ever more important right now with my wife not working. And, you know, I had the opportunity to move over into a different field in the same company, but they offered me like $20,000 less than I make now. And I was like, no, I just can't do it for that. I'd like to do this job, but I can't take that kind of a hit financially. I just can't. Anybody out there who can, good for you, but that's just too much. Sorry. So it's not happening. But I've also had a rough week because we've had some new guys that have sucked. There's not a good way to put it. They've sucked. And I've had to go save them. Now, a side effect, not only the Charlie horse, is my face. I don't know if you guys can see me on YouTube right now. It's not as bad as it was, but this side of my jaw, my right jaw, is really swollen. This happened once before, and I actually had to make a doctor's appointment, and I had to get the inside of my mouth cut with a scalpel, and this had to be drained. This is something, there's something stuck in my saliva gland or my saliva port or whatever they call it. The sinus cavity of my jaw. I don't know what it is. It has to do with ear, nose, and throat. My stepdad is an ear, nose, and throat guy. He's the one that did it. Now, back then it was easy to figure out because the question is always, what have you been doing differently? Like when I suddenly had a weird aluminum taste in my mouth, I talked to my mom and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't get this aluminum taste out of my mouth. It tastes like tinfoil. And she was like, what have you been doing different with your diet? And I said, nothing. I mean, I have been trying to be healthier and I'm eating a lot of bananas. And she goes, how many is a lot? And I said, about one a day. And she goes, how many did you eat a month ago? And I was like, none. And she goes, okay, well, bananas are really high in zinc. So knock off the bananas and see if it goes away. And it did. When I had this happen to my jaw last time, the question came again, what have you been doing different with your diet? And of course, it's always when I'm trying to make an effort to be healthier I was like, well, I've stopped with the soft drinks and the tea, and I'm trying to drink this Mio stuff because it's zero calorie. And they're like, okay, well, how much have you been drinking? A couple of glasses a day. Well, stop that and let's see if it stops. And I stopped doing it and it stopped. Now, if they were to ask me that question right now, what have you been doing different with your diet lately? The only thing I've done different is the fact that my wife's been cooking and I haven't. Other than that, I mean, we're still eating the same stuff. She's not doing anything different with what she's cooking. I mean, I guess I'm eating more carbs than I was. I mean, does macaroni and cheese cause this? I mean, we haven't had a lot of it. Does potatoes cause this? We've had some potatoes. Not a lot. Again, it's just very, very light of anything. We really haven't been eating terribly. I mean, I made some pasta, but I mean, I don't make a lot of pasta. If I make pasta, it's maybe four times a year. And that hasn't changed. The frequency hasn't changed. I don't know what it is. I don't know what could possibly be causing this. Now, I can tell you that the swelling right now is down this morning. It's down. Now, what I've learned is if I go to eat something, it'll tighten up again. So I'm going to have to talk to my stepdad about, hey, I need to set up an appointment to come see you. I can't do it this week because I'm not going to be in town. So it's going to have to be next week, if anything. So there's that to deal with. So I'm super excited about it. Not really. I wish I could figure out what was causing it, though, and I would just adjust my diet accordingly. I mean, what if it's coffee? What if the whole time it's coffee is causing it? That would suck. I mean, I could figure out how to get around coffee. I just have to drink more tea, but or soda. Go back to soda. I don't know. It sucks getting old. Your body fails you. Your body just doesn't keep up with what you want to do or what you think is okay. And stuff like this happens. If I push on it, it's really tender right there. It's not anything with my ear. My teeth feel fine. It's not an abscess in my tooth. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's aggravating. But I figured I'd share it with you guys because why not? Yeah, that's it. I'm going to wrap this up. I know that normally I do a longer one when I have people here, but you guys know when I'm by myself, I tend to stick around 30 minutes, which was the plan today. So we'll stick with that. And I don't know anything that's going on in the news. Politics are going on. Everyone hates Trump. Everyone hates Biden. Back and forth. If one loves one, one hates the other. There's no in between, it seems like. Of course, the media controls all of that narrative. Am I super excited about either one? No. 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 I wish there was another option other than Kanye. I mean, come on. A legitimate option. Is it too late for someone to enter the political race? I mean, I'm asking for a friend, obviously. Condoleezza Rice decided she wanted to be president. Could she? Nikki Haley? Just throwing these names out there. Just saying, you know. Is there an option C? All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody who watches and listens and takes part in the podcast. Do check out Time Suck. They did an episode on Walt Disney, which was very fascinating. He makes a lot of jokes about Roy. Don't take it seriously. He even says, I'm just kidding. It's just the jokes, people. I'm trying to make it funny because Roy's a really nice guy. Anyway, it's very interesting to hear the history of the Disney kids and how they built something out of nothing. And it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive story. He did a lot of research. He's got a team of people doing research. So pretty interesting. Listen to a lot of Bill Burr and Bert Kreischer. Watched Two Bears, One Cave. Listened to a lot of Bert. I've listened to a lot of Bert. just go see him if he's in your area. BurtBurtBurt.com. Check out the Hot Summer Nights Tour. Going to be a drive-in near you. And that's it. Take care. Thanks for watching and listening. And as always, cue the cow. Ooh, baby.